Good evening, this is Shobhasachi Bhattacharji with Regional News. India has asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Vuj this afternoon, he said, in today's times, any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing. Mr. Singh commended the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. Mr. Singh said that it took just 23 minutes for the Air Force to dismantle terrorist infrastructure being harbored in Pakistan. Over 125 top leading trade leaders from across the country have decided to boycott all forms of trade and commercial engagement with Turkey and Azerbaijan, including travel and tourism. The decision was taken at a national conference of trade leaders convened by the Confederation of All India Traders in New Delhi today. In a statement, CAIT said the resolution comes in response to the recent stand taken by Turkey and Azerbaijan to extend full support to Pakistan at a time when India is facing a sensitive and critical national security situation. It said the Indian trading community views this as a betrayal, particularly considering the humanitarian and diplomatic support extended to both countries in the past by India during the crisis situation. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Gyanpith Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Ramabhadracharya in New Delhi for the year 2023. Ramabhadracharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honored with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the president congratulated both the literary personalities. On the occasion, Ramabhadracharya expressed happiness on receiving the award, saying his literary work was recognized. The Golden Jubilee of Sikkim statehood was celebrated at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar on Friday in the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parna, graced the occasion and interacted with members of the Sikkimese community residing in the state. Extending heartfelt greetings to the people of Sikkim on this historic occasion, the governor lauded the state's remarkable achievements over the past 50 years. The Alo-Mechuka road has been reopened for light motor vehicles much to the relief of stranded tourists and people of Shiyomi district. The road had remained closed since Tuesday evening after multiple blockages were reported in various places. The GREF, a key component of the Border Roads Organization which looks after the Alo-Mechuka road, has reported 15 blockages in these stretches. For now, the road has been open only for LMBs and heavy vehicles are not being allowed to cross. Meanwhile, members of the Adisu's Shiyomi district unit extended help to some of the commuters who were stranded at the BB Camp bridge by arranging tents on both sides of the bridge. In a powerful demonstration of patriotism and solidarity with the Indian Armed Forces, around 10,000 emotionally charged citizens took part in a massive Tiranga Yatra in Jammu last evening. Under the banner of Citizens for National Security, the Yatra commenced from JDA parking at Indira Chowk and traversed through the city's bustling streets before culminating at the Press Club, Jammu. Waving the national flag and chanting slogans like Jai Hind, Bande Mataram and Indian Army Zindabad, the participants expressed unflinching support for the nation's soldiers. Slamming China for renaming some places in Arunachal Pradesh, Lok Sabha MP Tapit Gao on Thursday urged the centre to take steps for correcting historical wrongs by reclaiming areas inhabited by Lova, Thani and Mishmi communities beyond the McMahon line. In a statement, the BJP MP of Arunachal East constituency said communities living beyond the McMahon line share deep civilizational roots with Bharat, and it's time for India to reclaim the regions that are rightfully part of our country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.